Hello, Emmanuel Church. We want to extend an invitation to you. We want to invite you to join us for a journey through the one-year Bible in 2021. Our staff will be embarking on this adventure, and we want to invite you to join us. We believe with the Apostle Paul that all Scripture is breathed out by God Himself and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Think about that. That means that a regular diet of God's word is essential, and that means this year in the Bible could be a very rewarding prospect for you. This journey, literally, could be for you a life-changing journey. This time next year, you could be a different person. And we really believe that. So we want to invite you to consider journeying through the Bible with us this year. Now, as you consider that invitation, let me tell you a little bit about the two tracks you can take. Track one is the whole Bible in 1 year, just following the readings as they come in the one-year Bible. This path involves a daily reading in the Old Testament, New Testament, a psalm, and a proverb. To read all that, it's about 12 to 15 minutes per day. Track two, just the New Testament psalms and proverbs in 1 year. So this track would follow the same path as the one above, but it would eliminate the Old Testament narrative portion. So you're still getting, though, the whole New Testament psalms and proverbs. And that would take you about 8 minutes to read a day. Now, either track is a great option. More or less isn't necessarily better. Your selection may depend on your personality, your season of life, what you were reading this past year, the time you have available, any number of factors. And let me give you an out altogether as you're thinking about this. Either track may not be the right fit for you this year. You may have other interests or readings you're working through, and that's great. Our desire is just to see everyone in God's Word and everyone ready with a plan for that this year. So if you've already got a plan, great, carry on. But if you're interested in the one-year Bible, track one or track two, let's go. Let's do it together. All right, let me talk to you about resources just for a second. To help you along, we have a few resources that you can make use of. We have free copies of the one-year Bible available at Emmanuel Church on Sunday mornings. You can pick up one of those. We will also have posted on our website a PDF of the one-year Bible schedule, and you can just download that if you prefer to have a paper schedule. The app, YouVersion, also provides the same track in a way that you can kind of tick off the reading each day. And it's just conveniently on your phone if that's helpful. And there's even an audiobook version of this with the New Living Translation that we'll make available via link as well if that's helpful to you. Any of these things may be useful over the year, and you may find that one thing is useful in one season or amount of time you have, and another resource is helpful in another, but you can grab a hold of those. All right, so that's it. That's the picture in a nutshell there. And now the ball is in your court. We would love to journey together through the scriptures this year, and we invite you to consider it. So pick your track, select your resource, and let's get ready for January 1. And we will provide some updates throughout the year. We'll check back with you. We'd love to hear how you're doing. We'll share some of our own thoughts and resources on reading through the Bible in 1 year. But until then, get ready, and we'll look forward to January 1st, 2021. See you then.